1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
It's a good idea to have your lawn equipment inspected and serviced before you put it away for the season. Prairieland Partners John Deere gives you the power of choice when it comes to your service needs. Choose from a silver or gold service package. It's that easy. Call, stop by, or visit PrairielandPartners.com to schedule your lawn equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 27th of December, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Bobby Thompson. Bobby, the lead organizer and founder of the Flint Hills Gravel Ride. It is set for April the 9th of 2022 this year. Bobby, good morning.
Hey, Bobby.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
I am wonderful. I'm drinking on my second cup of coffee, so I'm doing well.
You are well ahead of the game, my friend.
There you
go. It's nice to be talking to Bobby. We mentioned the Flint Hills Gravel Ride is set for April the 9th of 2022, but Bobby, you have been busy getting people signed up, and you got a lot of folks already ready to go, don't you?
Yeah, we were been fortunate. We opened up registration on November 15th of this year, and we're up to about 420 right now, 420.
That is a big number,
wow.
And you have all kinds of options, and this is an event that you what started last year, and you launched this from America's, correct?
Yeah, it's a ride and a run now that begins and ends in America's, Kansas, which is where I grew up here in Lyon County, and definitely wanted to bring something back to the area.
So where are the routes taking folks here for early April?
Well, because of the name, Flint Hills Gravel Ride,
right.
We do tend to go more towards the west side of America. So it's kind of boxed in, actually, by Highway 56, Highway 50, and Highway 177.
All right, so Flint Hills Gravel Ride, I mentioned earlier, many options. We'll talk about the run here in just a little bit that is something new to the event, but talk about the riding options that are available, Bobby.
Riding options, we've got a little bit for everybody, and we have something new this year. The 30-mile is back from last year. It's a family kind of beginner event distance. Last year we had a little bit of mud on that. This year, we will make sure that there is no mud on the 30-mile course. Even though it's fun to walk in mud and play in mud, not everybody always agrees. So there'll be no mud. It'll be a good solid roads. We have an 80-mile, which is definitely more of a challenge for people out there in the Flint Hills. That wind can kick up to 20 miles per hour in April. We all know that well. So 80, 85 miles is a good challenge. And then new this year, kind of a throwback event to where we all kind of started riding gravel events about 10, 12 years ago. No pre-downloaded maps or anything. 120 miles, and you show up race day morning, you get given written cue sheets, you know, turn left here, turn right there, and it takes you to the first checkpoint, and then you get written cue sheets to the next checkpoint. So it's definitely an adventure for people. It'll be an all-day ride in early April there.
That's why you call it the adventure, right?
That's right.
That's why it is called the adventure. Keep it simple. We did cap that ride at 50 people just because of the nature that of the Flint Hills that time of year. Keeping track, safety for everybody, and it filled up immediately, obviously. So,
yeah, the 100-plus miler around here. Huh, nothing to that, right?
Exactly.
Not for the riders around here, the gravel grinding capital of the world right here, but it's the Flint Hills Gravel Ride coming up April the 9th, and you've added, some gravel running this year, Bobby?
So, yeah, I wanted to, initially, we had the run scheduled for last year, but I obviously last year was had many difficulties getting it up and going with the pandemic and COVID and everything. And the county mandates that we had. So we had to cancel the run last year. So now we have the run opening up again this year. We haven't focused really hard yet on registering people for it. I think we have about 20 that are registered for the run. We have a 3K a 5K distance and a 10K distance. I'm excited. It's something that you can add to really get some of the community members out there. Everybody can walk 3 miles if they need to, and they can get the kids out there early in the morning. We'll have orange juice, and we'll have some breakfast burritos, and we'll have stuff like that for those early morning people.
And Bobby, I think you bring up a good point, and this may be a good point to segue into all the other different activities that may be coming into America's here in connection to both the runs and the rides, because you're wanting to build this into really a community hub for both activities here in the future years.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of stuff going on in America's right now. There's Project Playscape that's going on that's bringing some ball fields and some new splash pads to Americas, and hopefully we can tie all this together, and we can really bring some people to Americas. It's a pretty town. It's right on the edge of the Flint Hills. It's near Cahola Lake. It's on the way to Council Grove. The local pub, which is also a family bar and grill, Harry and Lloyd's, has really added a lot to the backside of his building there. So yeah, hopefully it really helps out Americas there.
It's the Flint Hills Gravel Ride coming up this spring, April the 9th, launching from Americas. We're talking with Bobby Thompson, the founder and lead organizer of the Flint Hills Gravel Ride. You mentioned, registration has been brisk, Bobby. Opening still for some of the 30s and the 80 yet?
Yeah, so definitely I have a self-imposed cap on it. I want to grow it at a pace that we can kind of watch traffic flow and keep it funded for everybody there in Americas and not inconvenience, the local residents too much, obviously. So we're going to have a self-imposed cap of 550 this year, and we're sitting at right now at 420. So we have 130 spots left open for the 30 and the 80. And obviously the run we have, I would love to get 50 to 75 runners out there. So we have those space spots open as well. But yeah, we still do have plenty of local spots open. But we also have lots of time left. So 4 months.
Well, I think you're just about with your number of riders and runners at the population of Americas, at least, right now.
That's what it sounds like.
For that, which is a very good thing. And I know, too, something that's important to you in talking to you about this before, Bobby, is fundraising for different groups, organizations, and you have already started this once you launched the registration, correct?
So, yeah, it was very important to me last year that if I'm going to do this and I'm going to charge money for people to come out and ride on roads that we can drive around on for free, that we have a lot of things that are given back to the riders but also the community. Last year, we were able to give back to four or five different fundraising efforts. This year, I have chosen the major donations. They're going to go to Payne's Promise here in Emporia, Kansas. We'll give back to the Americas Recreation Organization. In 2022, we'll give to SOS Kansas, and then NICA here in Emporia, the local group here in Emporia. Page Promise has already kicked off that fundraising. We were able to tie that to our registration page, and we have been blessed enough so far to already have $2,200 raised for Page Promise.
Boy, that's phenomenal.
For people who don't know about that, tell us about that quickly, Bobby.
Page Promise is a local memorial scholarship fund that was set up by the Payne family in remembrance of their daughter, who they lost a couple years ago in Wichita, Kansas. And it is now set up to give scholarship grants and to help out those in the with a pursuit of medical education in the area. You can still donate to them. Obviously, you don't have to register for the event to donate to any of these groups. If you have trouble and want to know how to donate to any of these groups, feel free to reach out to me. But Payne's Promise is PaynesPromise.org to find out more about their story, and they have a donation link on their landing page.
Well, that's an awesome awesome thing you're doing there.
Absolutely.
You're going to help them out quite a bit, and a lot of other organizations as well. Now, for the riders themselves, obviously you get to experience a great day out in the Flint Hills. What can the riders get when they sign up and get involved with the Flint Hills Gravel Ride, Bobby?
So everybody loves free swag is what we call it. So riders and runners, yes. The way I kind of set it up is you're going to get equal value back in your free swag bag to your registration fee. So that way, by the time you're getting out and enjoying the Flint Hills, you're just having fun. You're not worried about, you know, did I pay too much for this? you have more than enough back in the swag bag. So we have six local sponsors, and we have, right now, I think we're at a dozen cycling sponsors, two running sponsors, and they have all donated in some way, shape, or form to help fill those bags up with goodies. And not to mention, you know, we'll have drawings at the end of the event for all finishers' names. You do have to finish. All finishers' names go into a drawing for certain products that we got, like a Kuat bike rack, which is, you know, a big deal here in Emporia. But also we have a swag table that after you come across the finish line, you take your riding or running bib number, and you go and look and see if you've won anything through a random raffle at the bib table. So we have lots of giveaways.
You have a lot going on, my friend.
There is no doubt about that.
What a day, an event. This has really sprouted in just a year, Bobby. Surprised to see the growth you've seen?
I am definitely surprised. You know, last year we had 253 people show up race day, and this year, like I said, 4 months out or 3 months out, we've already got 420 people signed up. I've got friends and family coming in from, we have 12 states now, and Canada is represented now
right.
in Emporia.
Awesome.
So he's definitely coming down for the warmer weather. So yeah, I'm really, really happy with the way it's grown, and I'm excited for the future of the event.
So what is the entry fee?
The entry fee obviously varies per the distance. That maxes out at $50, and that's for the adventure ride and the challenge ride, which is the 80-mile ride. And you can get into the event. I think the running fee is right around $20, $25.
Outstanding. And again, how can people get on board and register up?
FlintHillsGravel.com is the website that'll get you to the link for all the events. And definitely would love to have some families out there for the run and for the ride portion and to support. You know, one thing that we've always had in Emporia, Kansas for our rides is the community support coming out and supporting the races and rides. And I can tell you, traveling to many events, that is unique. Many times it's just the cyclists that are out there supporting the event. In Emporia, we get the community out there. And definitely want that to continue for there in America's Kansas also.
Well, an awesome start. Can't wait for April to get here and the Flint Hills Gravel Ride coming up April the 9th. Bob, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you both very much.
Have a great day, Bobby.
You too.
Thank you. Bobby
Bye.
Thompson, who is the lead organizer and founder of the Flint Hills Gravel Ride coming up April the 9th, America's Kansas. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slot, this week is full. We do have wide open slots next week, so give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow, our Newsmaker guest is incoming Regional Development Association President Chuck Scott, as we introduce him to the community and talk about his goals and objectives once he officially takes over January 17th.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KBOE Live and Local 733, 36 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day? Spick and span dry cleaners.